All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Josh Martinez, who, of course, won Big Brother, and he's here to talk about a new show on NBC called Destination X. That's a great title of a show, Josh. Tell us more. What's going on there?
Hey, buddy. How's it going? Dude, Destination X instantly stood out to me because I had no idea what the hell I was getting myself into. I think the unknown excited me being an adrenaline junkie and an adventure junkie and just loving to travel. You know, being stuck on the bus, traveling the world and trying to figure out where the hell you're at by winning clues just sounded right up my alley. And I'm a competitive person, so I was just instantly, I said yes to the project, and it being NBC, which is one of, they've completely taken over the competition reality space the past few years. I didn't need much convincing.
Now, this will be premiering May 27th at 10 o'clock Eastern Pacific on NBC and then streaming on Peacock the next day. Now, I don't know about the NDAs you had to sign or not, but I saw in a tweet you were in Spain, huh?
I was in Spain. So I wasn't in Spain for I wasn't in Spain for Destination X or any other. Everybody thinks that I'm doing another show right now. I'm traveling with my family, so I'm in Barcelona right now as we speak. But yeah, I'm just hanging out here, dude. I'm just having some family time. I got a little break from all these shows, so you know, whenever I get to travel with my people, I make the most of it.
What is the vibe in Barcelona and on the Ramblas in Catalonia now that Barcelona has won the league again?
Oh, dude, it's fucking wild. Okay, sorry, I can't curse. It's awesome, dude. It's wild out here. It's a good time. I'm really not the biggest soccer fan, but obviously, you know, everybody here in Spain is. No, dude, the energy out here, it's one of my favorite cities, so it's just the perfect time to be here.
All right, so let's talk about this game, so to speak. You're in Europe. You're on a bus, a Destination X bus. It's blacked out, and you got to figure out what the X is. So what does that all entail?
You're basically, I mean, you described it good. You're basically stuck on this bus, and we have Jeffrey Dean Morgan as the host, and this guy is known for his antics and his devilish ways, and very charming guy, but when he has control of the game and he's the one basically messing with you, he's not the nicest. So I think he got a thrill from throwing us off of our game and tormenting us, and he was the perfect host for this show. But yeah, dude, it's, you know, it's pretty straight up. You're stuck on this bus and you're trying to win clues through challenges to try to figure out where the hell you're at. All windows are blacked out. You can't get off the bus. If you get off the bus, you're wearing headphones that are blasting music and blindfolds that you can't see shit. So you're completely blacked out. Like, everything's blacked out and you really don't. It's kind of scary how they were geniuses. The producers were geniuses how they set this up, because we truly had no, every time we opened our eyes, we were either in a field doing a challenge, which you couldn't really figure out where the hell you were at, and it was just us, or you would be trapped on the bus. So it was crazy, man. It was so different from what I've done, so different from competing on the challenge and doing Big Brother, and it truly is one of a kind. What it's gonna make the show, though, is the cast and the dynamic. And when I say, as a TV veteran that has been doing this for a long time, this is probably the most unique, craziest group of gamers that I've played with, and they bring so much to the game. And from the start, literally seconds into the bus, the game started. It's just gonna be a really good show.
Yeah. And by the way, yeah, we are on regular radio, so we can't swear. Just thought I'd throw that in one more time.
Sorry.
It's okay, Josh. We know you're from Big Brother. We got a Love Island vet. We got a Bachelor vet. We got nine others. What did you take from that Big Brother show? Because I would think that you got some savvy and some insight. What did you bring from that show to this one?
I think the biggest thing with Big Brother that I have, you know, all my experiences have given me so much, but specifically Big Brother, just being able to socially connect with people and understand people and being able to read people I think that in a game environment, there's no other show that could have prepared me better for all of these other shows than Big Brother, because you're seeing how people react to being able to have to adapt quickly to a fast-paced game. When twists are being thrown, people either panic and fold, or they compete when their back's against the wall. So it's just, it gave me so much social skill sets that has like set me up for all the projects that I've done. But also just being able to adapt. Like I said, I'm able to adapt very quickly to my environment and to just like the game and how fast-paced these games could be. So I think I was pretty well trained for this. I think Big Brother really did help me for all the TV projects that I've done. And like I said, I love competing, so I think that I just going into it, I felt very confident.
Is there also the thing, like, because the way TV will shape the way they present you, social media will have maybe like try to pin a title on you that you go into this show and they're like, oh, we already know all about Josh Martinez. And it's like, no, that was a TV show. There are other sides to me. Did you have to kind of like, either play up or play down that rep?
Dude, that's such a great question, because I think that's what's hard, is that I've had my Big Brother rep follow me for 8 years. I did that show when I was 22, 23. I'm 31 now, so it is really hard. There's still sides to me. I'm still the same passionate, emotional, wild guy, but I've grown up on TV, and I think that throughout the years, I think people that have followed my journey have seen my growth. But that's something that you live with, that's just going to follow you wherever you're at, and I can't really help it. But if somebody doesn't want to give me a chance because of what's on a TV show 5 years ago, then that's on them.
So at the end of each episode, the designated contestants go into the map room and then they place their X on a map to indicate where they are. And the furthest away from the real spot gets eliminated. And so is it the kind of thing where somebody will put an X on Holland, one will put one on Romania, one will put one in Sweden? Like, is it that crazy?
It is that crazy. I mean, perfectly. You literally walk into the room and all you see is a map. And the more you zoom in, you see the cities, you see the towns, you see the streets. So it's crazy. It's crazy. But it really is that nuts. And the fact is, I mean, right off the rip, the very first one, everybody was all over the place. We had no idea. So it's just, dude, it's and the only people that truly had the that were the didn't know where we were at, but had the most knowledge, were the people that were winning the clues. So if you didn't win the challenges and win it to get a clue of where we could be at, then you were asked out. You had to depend on your friendships to, kind of help you figure out where you were at. But yeah, I mean, winning in this game is power. And if you don't win, you better be a likable person, because if not, if you don't have friends on that bus, you're screwed.
That's what I was wondering too about misdirecting. Like maybe you heard a siren and you're like, oh, that's only in Paris. And then you tell somebody else, it's like, dude, that was a German siren. And like, do you like trick each other like that?
You have no idea. I mean, that's instantly that came into play. Like, people were trying to throw everybody off left and right. The sirens, the sun setting, the just everything. It was just a bit, you would, during challenges, you would kind of hear people talking, like, so it was just nuts, man. Everybody, that's what I'm saying about this group. Like, I was not expecting it for a group of newbies to game so hard. And people were just trying to throw everybody off. I mean, I was trying to do it too. So it just, this group came to play, and you guys are going to watch it. You're going to see it right from the very first episode.
Now, sometimes on these shows, and I don't even know if it's encouraged or not, but people will fight or hook up. I mean, was there any kind of like fisticuffs or love?
Oh, dude. This show is, I mean, you get everything on here. I mean, you're me and your boy has a blow up day one. So I instantly see something I don't like, I call the guy out, and well, I can't really give you much spoilers on that. But yeah, dude, everything that you expect from me, from seeing me on these shows, you're gonna see it on this bus. And yeah, people were hooking up. I mean, you're locked in a bus. So some people are gonna clash, some people are gonna like each other, some people are gonna hook up. There was, a fling and a little showman's going on, and it's like throwing, it's like you throw the challenge, Love Island, all these shows, but you just throw a lot in the house and on a bus. instead of a house, it's in a bus. So yeah, you can expect everything you see on these regular shows. You can expect it times 10 on Destination X.
I like that show, Mats. Well, the ultimate prize is $250,000. Last question for you. You said Jeffrey Dean Morgan can be a little bit diabolical. How does he sort of like screw with your heads?
Oh, bro. Well, he has control of the game. He's basically, the mastermind controlling the game. So I think that he just every time we saw him, you can't really read the guy. You don't know if he's bullshitting you or if he's being honest. He would pop up on the bus on the TV screen and kind of hint, give us little hints and stuff like that. But we would was on the bus to tell us who was eliminated or right before a challenge, him giving us the rules and kind of just seeing us. And his demeanor was always like he was thriving and seeing people struggling and panicking and paranoid about where they were at. And I think you just saw the fear in our faces because we would get off of this bus and have no idea what's going on. And the guy would just love it. But he was the perfect host for the show. I don't think they could have done a better casting for the host because he absolutely played the role, to say the least.
All right, Jeffrey Dean Morgan asks, where the X am I? NBC's new travel competition series, Destination X, premiering Tuesday, May 27th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. And Josh Martinez, our guest, is one of the contestants. And now our appetites are whet to see just exactly what goes down. Josh, thanks for coming on the show, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, buddy. I appreciate you guys. And yeah, man, just tune in because it's like nothing you guys ever seen, and it's truly such a one of a kind show. So, yeah, I'm excited for it.